a visitor from Johannesburg, Jonathan Fox, asks, Morgan Avram states that if one says a statement but does not attribute it to the person who said it, he transgresses a negative commandment. In relation to this, Morgan Avram, please would you kindly answer the following questions. If one heard that it was a statement made in the Gemara by an Amora, but can't remember which Amora said it, can he say over the statement by saying, Chazal say? If one learns a Dvar Halach and wants to teach it to his friend, does he have to say exactly who taught it to him or where he learned it? If one's rabbi gave a drush and mentioned a Dvar Torah from a particular Chacham, and now wants to tell his friend what his rabbi said, is it sufficient for him to mention the Dvar Torah in the name of his rabbi, or does he have to give it over in the name of the Chacham? If one heard a Dvar Torah but cannot remember one who told it to him, can he still give it over? Does a transgression apply to Divrei Torah alone, or does it apply to secular statements too? I am going to quote to you from a sefer that I have that deals with this issue. It's called Kuntres Kavod HaTorah, and it was written, interestingly enough, anonymously. And so I'm quoting to you from the Sefer itself, and it has the Haskama of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and in there he says that there are basically few reasons why someone should say over things in the name of the one who said it. One reason is a person shouldn't take credit for things that he didn't take credit for. Also, if the person is no longer alive, it is a schus for them to shama, and their lips actually move in the kever when Divrei Torah are said. And also, the person should not fool people into thinking that it's his words when it's not his words. And also, the person shouldn't become haughty and use other people's words to aggrandize himself. Based on all those reasons, if a person actually doesn't remember who said it, he can say over the Divrei Torah and just say that I heard it from someone, or I heard it in the name of someone, or someone says this, I don't remember who, and Chazal say it, or whatever. If he does know who it was, then he should quote the person. If he heard it from someone who said it over in the name of someone else, he should quote the person he heard it from and the one that he quoted. And this would apply to only to Divrei Torah? No, because the place we learned that you have to say something in the name of the one who said it is from the fact that Esther reported what Mordechai told her about Bigson the Teresh. She reported it to the king in Mordechai's name, and that wasn't Divrei Torah.